Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Rigs and rigettes, chassis and chassiettes, coin and coinettes. It is Archie Curzon here, aka the Chief Chat Officer, aka the CEO of Clapham. I do hope this podcast finds you well. Welcome back to the Rig Biz Podcast. This week is a special little episode. It is just me on my own delivering le banter, which is French for chat. No, this week I couldn't find a guest, but I guess I'm calling this Archie Curzon's one-to-one. It's nice just to have a little time, me and you. You're probably walking or running or in the gym or on the tube and you're just listening to me. And I tell you what, it will improve you, whether it's in the office or out the office. This podcast, listening to me just directly in your ear, will make you feel a lot better. But what a week. I mean, Easter was phenomenal. I really enjoyed the Easter. Little Johnny, Jono and me, we did our traditional egg hunt where I hide various bald eggs around Clapham Common and she finds them and she loved it. She's getting really good. I mean, she's three now, so she's got very good banter. I mean, she would banter most 6 to 7 year olds off the park. I mean, some of her banter is pretty rubbish, especially like if we're in the car and she sees a sheep, she like tells me, I'm like, look, I've seen a sheep before, and she'll go on and on about it. But compared to other 3 year olds, and I've seen her hang around a few, she's like, her banter is like significantly better. So yeah, we went round Clapham Common trying to find various bald eggs I hid. And yeah, she enjoyed it. She found all 10 and nailed them. So a lot of respect for her, because I hid some in some really tricky places, like up trees, and she managed to get up there and get them. So she's very talented. I mean, some of you may have kids, but I'm telling you now, they're not as talented as Johnny Jono. Whether they're older or younger, I'm telling you now, I have produced one hell of a human being. I imagine a first half of her career will be on the rugby pitch, but I think she'll retire early, then go into corporate world and eventually be prime minister. So yeah, it was a lovely Easter, and we just spent a lot of time together. I did go up to Clapham Common on Saturday morning. I got up there about 5:30, and it was beautiful, very still. And I just took a moment, took a breath, and enjoyed the stillness. And I thought, yeah, this is probably why Jesus came back, because it's perfect weather at the moment. It's not too cold, not too hot, so it's great for playing rugby, all going out. And I imagine Jesus absolutely loved the lash. And he would probably be the kind of bloke that would have played rugby and gone out Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and probably had a few beers on a Monday. So I think if Jesus was alive now, he'd definitely live in Clapham. And there was a massive debate on my Instagram about what position Jesus would play. And you know, I've done a video on it, but I think we've settled it. He would have been like Henry Pollock. He would have been the first. He was, I think, the first hybrid player. I mean, there's nothing in the Bible, I've had a look, about him playing rugby, but I imagine they played ruggers back in those days. And he would have played like back row and anywhere across the back line. To be fair, someone said he was definitely an eight, and I can see it because he does have the look of Sebastian Chabal. But yeah, no, it was a lovely, lovely Easter break, but it was nice to get back in the office on Tuesday and just crack on. And that was my message to my team in my office. I just got in there and said, guys, look, I don't know if you realize, but you had a 4-day week last week and you're having a 4-day week this week. And I kind of just reiterated that point over and over and over again. I said, guys, look, you know, it's all fun and games, but we've only got 4 days last week and 4 days this week. So please just crack on. I mean, that is my go-to in the office, just telling people to crack on. When there's a point of conversation where it's sort of, you know it's finished, you don't have to finish the conversation, I just go, well, I better crack on. Or, you know, if you're in a group, say, okay, guys, you should crack on. So feel free to use that. I know there's a few sort of leaders who listen to me on this podcast. So yeah, if you're struggling to sort of finish a conversation, you need to get on with stuff, just say crack on. But yeah, no, it's been a nice start to Q2. I mean, there's obviously a lot going on in the world, but I've got a lot of exciting things coming up. Obviously, I've had the cameras back in following me, a follow-up to Silly Season, which I think is coming out in May. But I feel like they got some good stuff, so that's exciting. Got my show coming out in May, which is the Archie Curzon Live C.H.A.T show, the live chat show at Clapham Grand. We've already sold about over 100 tickets, which is quite incredible. So thank you to those who have bought it. I imagine they're the people who listen to the podcast. And we've got James Haskell. Hask, aka The Fridge, is my guest. But that evening's going to be great. I'm really excited about it because it's going to be a chance just for me to help a lot of those out there. I'm working on a killer PowerPoint presentation, which I think is going to help a lot of people. And then there'll be some live music, and I'm going to get a few people up just to try and help them further. And then Hask will come out and we have some pretty good banter. I've actually got some good fun and games with him. So it should be a wonderful Thirsty Thursday. And then the plan is to then do a conga line down the Northcote Road and beat how many people we had them last time. I think we had 127 people do it last time. So we want at least 200. I'm thinking about going all the way up to Clapham Old Town and just going out there. But we'll see. And just trying to think, and then obviously at the end of May, I'm playing in Crunch Creator. I'm captain of the England rugby team against this French content creator team. 40,000 people watching us in Bordeaux. We've got the likes of Nick Abendanon playing, Dylan Armitage playing, Alex Good playing. Got a couple of guys from Maiden Chelsea and Love Island. It was interesting, wasn't it? Last week had Harvey Armstrong. I really liked him. Interesting guy, probably not the most charismatic guest, but I think he was a bit nervous. And obviously he phoned Temps, and this guy Temps just kicked off of me. And I did actually take me back a bit, because I'm sort of thinking, look, this guy puts himself on social media, and then, you know, I've sort of criticized him a little bit in a fun way, and he really didn't like it. And you sort of think, why are you putting yourself out there if you can't take it? Like, I get a lot of people week in, week out saying to me, oi, rat boy. And I really like it. It sometimes gets a little bit tiring when, you know, because there's this one particular account, Charlie_692 laugh. And he just keeps going on about me being looking like a rat. But, you know, like I take it as good banter. Like I like to take Charlie62 laughs out for a beer. So if you're listening, Charlie62 laugh. Like, yeah, get in contact and we'd love to go for a beer. And I'll prove to you, I don't actually look like a rat. I think it's just the camera angles I use. So, yeah, that's all fun and games. I'm going to try and reach out to Temp. So I'd like to have a podcast with him and sort of put it on him a little bit and just ask him, like, why he's so upset about it. But anyway, I'm pretty sure he didn't play rugby, so I'm not sure he really gets la banter. And then, obviously, it's the Masters week this week. I'm very excited about the Masters. I love Masters time. I mean, everyone knows one of my favourite looks is to take my golf clubs out and about. Sometimes I just have them on me and I'm not even going to a golf course. I just like the look and the feel of the golf bag on the back. I've got TaylorMade's, so A, people know I'm good at golf, and B, they know I'm doing bloody well to afford that set of clubs. And I think I might take my clubs on the tube this Friday or Thursday, just in the spirit of the Masters. But in a way, I think I can see where there is a lot of similarities between me and the guys who play in the Masters, because we have to perform in front of people. I mean, yes, they perform in front of a crowd, but I perform in front of everyone in the office and everyone at the net. And, you know, there is no second chance. You have to deliver. So I do see a lot of similarities in us. And I think if Rory McIlroy met me, I think he would actually obviously respect him as a golf player and a sportsman, but I think he would also have mutual respect for what I've done in the business world. So, yeah, very exciting time. I mean, I think I'm going to try and do a lot more of these little pods because it's just great having a chat and just talking to you. I mean, it'd be good if I could hear what you're thinking on the other side, but then this is very much like a lot of my dates go. I just waffle on because I never think what I'm going to say. It just sort of comes out. I mean, we've obviously got the rugby tomorrow night. This will be coming out Thursday. We've got Bath versus Northampton. I'm very excited about that game as well. I really hope Bath do it. I'm really sad to hear that Alfie Barbary's leaving Bath. I really like him. I think he should be given an opportunity in England shirt. I mean, I know my ruggers. I would love to sit down with Steve and just say, why are you not giving this guy a crack? I mean, we all celebrate Henry Pollock, who, look, I think is doing incredible things. Obviously, Simon Matchroom, I think that's just mega news for rugby. But come on, get Alfie Barbary in the mix. He's such a character, so likeable, and he's a bloody good player. Anyway, we are approaching the 10-minute mark. I've just spoken for 10 minutes without really taking a breath. And I think what I'm going to try and do every pod is I'm going to try and beat my time every pod. But anyway, love to have the feedback on these. Obviously, they're just cheeky little pods, aren't they? Just little nuggets where I come on and distribute the banter. It's like a pop pass pod. maybe that's what I should call it, the pop pass pod. No, I think I'll keep it to Archie Curzon's one-to-one. And just give you little updates on life, but we're now getting to 11 minutes. This is quite incredible. I think I could do half an hour just bantering, but yeah, just like to say thank you so much to those who have bought a ticket already. I generally am so excited. I think it's going to be an unbelievable night. And you know, it's all well and good delivering on a podcast or on a video, but when you're there live, it's a different feel. You know, you can be great at training and rugby, but if you can't deliver on match day, what's the point? And I'm telling you what, I certainly will deliver. So I shall see you soon, hopefully, at the live podcast. If not, I think I'll try and do these a couple of times a week. They're quite good fun. Quite like to do it on the tube. That would be really good. Like just traveling on the tube, like with my mic, just like delivering the chat and see if people are going to get in. But hopefully we've got a good guest next week. It's hard when I'm doing business to find time to do the pod, but I'm going to try and find some guests. There's a few changes coming, a few exciting things to announce, but I'm keeping my powder dry. But until next time, rigs and rigettes, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the Masters, enjoy the rugby. Hopefully the weather will hold. That's what I've been saying to a lot of my clients, because I'm recording this on Wednesday evening and the weather's been absolutely phenomenal. I've been doing business al fresco. For those who don't speak French, al fresco means, you know, doing business outside. But it's been glorious, really nice weather, really good conditions for just a cheeky little stomp. I'm probably going to go and do a cheeky little 10K around Clapham Common, just go for a stomp for the big rigs. I really want to do like a big rig running, like a running group, whatever they're called. I think it'd be bloody good fun. Just all the big rigs together and like film it. Just have banter, probably bring like a couple of pills along and just like have like just have like a stomp. Like, don't worry about distance. Just get a good stomp on, a little bit of banter, and then probably just go to the pub and have a few drinks. It'd be quite, what we should do is just Yeah, that's such a really good idea. We should go for like a stomp for like 400 calories, and that's roughly like a pint. So we still, like, you wouldn't put on any weight doing the big rig running group. That's what I'm going to do. Anyway, I'm approaching the 13-minute mark. It's quite incredible. I think next time I do this, I'm going to go for 15 minutes. Anyway, I hope you have a wonderful week. I shall speak to you next week. Love and champagne.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.